Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Barlow brings his black glove set at the chin. No balls, two strikes on Ohtani. The pitch. Rolled softly back toward the mound. Barlow bare hands, slings to first. Pasquantino gloves it in time. And that's the ball game. Scott Barlow throws a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth inning after the Royals storm back with five runs in the top of the ninth. And KC snaps its slide with an 11-8 win over the Angels tonight in Anaheim. A wild Saturday night ball game at Angel Stadium, and the Royals prevail. A back and forth, come from behind, 11-8 win for the Kansas City Royals.
Jake Eisenberg giving you all the details as the boys improve their record to 5-16 on the season. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. If you didn't tune into this one tonight, everybody, you missed a good one. It was a wild, crazy game. I had it on the radio and then watching playoff hockey. So way to go, boys in blue. We broke that losing streak, and that's the important thing. They finally got that win. And, Vern, I'm glad you're bringing up that resilience of being able to come back and showing that heart and that fight and that battle. I like seeing that. It started off with the pitcher's battle, you know, six up, six down on both sides, and then it was on. They were battling back and forth. And, Vern, that lineup with Duffy and Dozier, or Melendez and Dozier, pounded out eight hits with those guys. That was nice to see. And they even had one inning where back-to-back-to-back extra base hits. That was nice to see. A lot of positives tonight, everybody. And then that one inning, Burn, I like when the coach, a pinch hit for Nate Eaton. Nicky Lopez, he put the ball in play, and we ended up scoring a couple runs and tied it up at 6-6. I thought that was important. And like you said, Angels, sloppy baseball by them. Two errors. Three hit batsmen. So way to go, way to capitalize. That's baseball. It's crazy. It's a wild game. Chapman, I'm glad you talked about him. Those three horses, Trout, Ohtani, and Rendon. Ooh, that was fun to listen to and watch, Vern. That guy can bring the heat. And then last but not least, way to go, Scotty Barlow. Everybody bagging on him. He just finally got a situation where he came in, put 1-2-3 down in the ninth, and we got the victory. We got those five runs. Keep up the great work. Way to go, Royals, and maybe we can win a series tomorrow. Let's go.
Shohei Ohtani, Anthony Rendon, 0-9 tonight with a strikeout. Royals win 11-8. You mentioned the sloppiness from the Angels. By my count, it's about five runs that they gift-wrapped. But the Royals had to collect said presents, had to capitalize. And Lord, no, shoot. Listen. Don't for a moment think that I'm diminishing this, okay? I think if we've learned anything, now, personally, I don't believe I needed the reminder. I think I was very aware as someone that's not a professional baseball player can be at the difficulty of winning a big league game, how difficult it is, how many things need to go right. So don't for a moment think that I'm diminishing this win, but I got to acknowledge what happened. I watched the game. Now, Big T mentions Nicky Lopez pinch hitting for Nate Eaton there in the sixth inning. With bases loaded and one out, Nicky Lopez puts the bat on the ball. You know, didn't strike out, so you got to give Nicky Lopez credit on that. We've all seen plenty of number eight hitters strike out with the bases loaded. Nicky puts the bat on the ball, hit into what should have been an inning-ending 3-6-3 double play, but first baseman Gio Urshela takes his eye off the ball as the second three of the 3-6-3 double play. Yeah, three took his eye off the ball, and the ball went into the Royals' dugout. So instead of only one run coming across and scoring, two more runs, making it three runs come across to score in that sixth inning, and just like that, the Royals are on top. So, yes, credit to Nicky Lopez for making contact, but that was two runs gifted by the Angels. And then in the ninth inning, Royals score five, and in my opinion, three of them were gifts. Yeah, yeah. You hit the leadoff man. You hit MJ Melendez with the bases loaded. You hit a guy with the bases loaded after hitting a guy to open up the frame. Mix in what was basically an intentional walk to Matt Duffy. And there's another three runs gifted by the Los Angeles Angels. But Duffy had to take those pitches. Melendez, that was the five-pitch plate appearance that ended with him wearing the fifth. Still had to foul off those other offerings from Quijada. So, the Angels made it easy, but the Royals had to capitalize. How many times have you and I sat here pulling our hair out or, I guess, rubbing our bald heads at the fact that the Royals didn't capitalize, that they went, 4-for-20 with runners in scoring position or 1-for-14 where the chances were there, the pitchers gave them opportunities, and they didn't capitalize. So, no, it was nice to see him come through. Nice to see Hunter Dozier come through. Opposite field single in the third to score the Royals' first run of the game. RBI single in the sixth inning to bring the Royals within one. And then a two-out, two-run, opposite field single to give the Royals an 11-8 lead. Dozier steps to the dish with the bases loaded and two outs, and he goes to the opposite field. Yeah, that ninth inning was great to see. Here's what Hunter Dozier had to say about it afterward.
Yeah, it was an incredible ninth inning. It was fun to be a part of. Guys having really good at-bats, hitting the ball hard. I was just trying to honestly do whatever I can to bring another run in. It was a fun game.
That's from his on-field interview with the great Joel Goldberg on Bally Sports Kansas City. While Bally Sports West had a chance to catch up with Angels manager Phil Nevin, who was asked about his team's self-inflicted issues out there tonight.
I'm not sure that, like I said, there's an 11-8 game. There's going to be so many things you can point to in this game. The double play, we didn't turn. It's a tough turnaround for a guy that hasn't played first base a lot. He's been unbelievable over there. That ball got by him. The next play, we weren't able to review it. We lost our challenge on a play before that. Our two errors were that one and then the runner advancing to third. So it's just, those things happen. But in an 11-8 game, you can point to so many things that things we did, we didn't do, they did, didn't do, I did, I didn't do, whatever. But I'm not worried about how we're playing, no. The defense has been really good lately. We've pitched better. We didn't pitch great tonight. Other than the middle relief guys, I thought they did. Blance was phenomenal. Shapes of his pitches, nothing hit hard, was great. Moore had a really solid inning. We got the ball in our closer's hands with a two-run lead. We'll take that every night.
Yeah, and the Royals put five runs on him in the ninth inning. Great win. Nice win. They're all nice wins. They're all great wins when you only have five of them 4 weeks into the season. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. The Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. It's the same as our phone number. If you don't want to dial us up but you got thoughts on the Royals, just shoot me a text. The number's 913-586-7610. 913-586-7610. This text from the 785. Vern, what does it mean when my first thought after the win was, oh, thank goodness for Vern? That's very nice of you. That's very nice of you. But my first thought is, oh, thank goodness for those Royals fans that I see at Kauffman Stadium 3, 4, 5 times a homestand. Those true blue Royals fans. That's who I feel the best for. But also, all those names I mentioned right out of the gate. You know, Hunter Dozier, Scott Barlow, Kyle Isbell, MJ Melendez. Very happy for them. Happy for the team to get off the mat. Happy for those players on an individual basis to get off the mat. And yeah, you know, you sleep a little bit better tonight, but you got to sleep quick because you're right back at it in 15 hours. 3:07 for the first pitch, the finale of the rubber match between the Royals and the Halos. Hayden in Lenexa writes in, Vern, I thought this was a sloppy game. Nonetheless, a win's a win, and we needed one bad. Only 3 strikeouts by the lineup? That's what has me impressed tonight. Yeah, how about that? Royals hitters, only 3 punch-outs. Royals pitchers didn't issue a single walk tonight. And yeah, to go back to what Big T gave Aroldis some love, Aroldis Chapman, his 8th straight scoreless appearance to start the season. 6 of his 8 innings, right? Every appearance has been 1 inning. So 8 straight scoreless innings for Aroldis to start the season. 6 of those 8 appearances have been hitless appearances. 5 of his 8 appearances have been perfect 1-2-3 thanks for playing appearances. The big lefty has 15 strikeouts in 8 innings this season. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Quick reminder, night 1 of the NFL draft, Thursday the 27th. Don't forget the Royals-Twins game will be moving to our sister station, Alt-96.5. The On Deck Show, the game, and the post-game show will all be on our sister station on the FM side, Alt-96.5. Only for the first night of the draft, as 610 Sports Radio has that historic night covered from every corner of the city. 913-586-7610 is the phone number. We'll get back to your phone calls and text messages and head back inside that clubhouse after this.
Burns post-game show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, Kansas City, this is Scott Barlow, and you're listening to the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Bell rips it right center field. Renfro over into the gap, and it's gone! Kyle Isbell over the yellow line! A 2-run homer, and this game is tied at 8!
After review, the ruling on the field is overturned. The ball was in play. The batter runner will be awarded third base.
So they've overturned the home run call. Kyle Isbell is being sent to third base. So Nicky Lopez does score. That makes it an 8-7 game. And the potential tying run is at third, 90 feet away. RBI triple for Kyle Isbell.
3 pitches later, Edward Olivares would bloop one into center field, plating Kyle Isbell, knotting this game up at 8 apiece. And then, with the bases loaded and 2 outs, MJ Melendez is hit on an 0-2 pitch by the Angels closer to walk in what turns out to be the game-winning run. A 2-run single from Hunter Dozier, and that gives us our 11-8 final. The Royals snap a 7-game losing streak and allow you and I to just have a nice Saturday night. Wake up with a smile on our face Sunday and then get ready for the finale against Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, and the rest of these Los Angeles Angels. Phone line is open for you. The text line is there as well, 913-586-7610. My game notes after this 11-8 win brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. How about this? Did you know Zach Greinke has not picked up a win on the road since rejoining the Royals? Not one. Last time he won on the road, he was a Houston Astro. Zach Greinke tonight goes 5 innings, gives up 4 runs on 7 hits, doesn't walk a batter, only struck out a pair as... Boy, the double play really hurt me tonight. If you were listening to the On Deck Show, you know how well I've been doing making you money on our double play segment, giving you the best plays on the betting market for that night's game. I said, take the Royals to be leading after 5. They were. They were up 3-2. They were up 3-2 with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning, and then Mike Trout hit a two-run home run. 425 feet, hit the home run with his abs. Pitch in from Granke, a curveball in on the inside part of the plate to the right-handed hitting Trout, and he just keeps his hands in and just muscles that bad boy, 425. Giving the Angels a 4-3 lead and giving me a rough night on the betting market. Nonetheless, let's hear what Zach Greinke had to say to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Stuff wasn't real sharp, but team played really good, and so it ended up being a great game. Stuff wasn't super sharp today. It was the biggest issue for me.
Renfro, seems to has given you trouble in the past. I mean, what specifically does he do? Just a strong hitter up there.
Yeah, he has done good off me, mainly on off speed, I think, which was what he hit again today. He started off getting hits every time off me, and then I think I started getting them out pretty good, and then today he got that good hit today.
Talk about the overall feeling of this of the team now that you had this big offensive outburst, come back to win. Just as like the veteran leader of this team, what did you sense in that ninth inning?
We just got to get it all working together. Our offense has been doing pretty good lately, I feel like, besides yesterday, but that was kind of a pretty tough matchup. Pitching has been struggling a little bit the last week or so, and so we just got to get it synced up a little bit better.
You did a pretty good job against Ohtani. How was it?
Made some good pitches, but also he took there's two or three pitches he could have hit, so got a little lucky today on that.
How hard it is to face, like, after Trout, or even, like, Ohtani Trout or Trout Ohtani?
Yeah, and then, also, Rendon's one of the better hitters I've faced over the last 10 years. And so it's pretty tough. Almost every team's got a tough top of the order, and this team, same thing.
Just pitched a Trout, just left it up there?
Yeah, it was a bad curveball, but that's what I got beat on all day today was my curveball, and we knew it was going to be bad going into the game, and then for some reason I kept throwing it. So didn't work out good.
Terrific. That's the future Hall of Famer, Zach Greinke, who again became the eighth pitcher in team history to make 200 starts. Speaking of team history, congratulations, Salvador Perez. His one-out double in the fourth inning was career double number 242 that passes Willie Wilson for eighth all-time in Royals franchise history. Yeah, in that two-run fourth inning, the Royals go one-out double from Perez, followed by a double from Matt Duffy, followed by a triple from MJ Melendez. Three straight extra base hits. I can't imagine that has happened at all this season, by the Royals. Of course, other teams have, but can't imagine the Royals have done that this season. Matt Duffy, believe it or not, has posted a three-hit game already this season. I believe the second game of the year against Minnesota, first or second game, but nonetheless, this is Matt Duffy's second three-hit game of 2023. All right, let's go to the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Rob in Spring Hill, simply put, it just feels so good to win one. It's nice to see this. Nice to see this kind of reaction on the text line, because if you want my honest opinion, what I was really expecting tonight was to talk to myself. Even said so to the terrific Luke Bell, who's doing a terrific job producing this bad boy tonight. Said, people don't call the cable company to tell them they're doing a good job. So Saturday night game, West Coast, Royals win. Yes, it was an epic game, but the Royals won, nothing to complain about. I'd expect a pretty dead night on the text line. But now we're getting a lot of positivity, a lot of you, like me, just enjoying it. Ready to get back on the horse tomorrow at 3 o'clock, but just enjoying this until we get to midnight. And you know what? If you guys want, we could stay on longer than midnight. It's just, you know, the old rule. Celebrate or sulk until midnight, and then you turn the page. But shoot, we make our own rules on this show. We can stay on as long as we want. As long as I want. From the 316, Vern, tonight was pure joy. Nights like tonight are why many of us tune in for all 162. What was your favorite part of the game? Who run home run? 425 feet, hit the home run with his abs. Pitch in from Granke, a curveball in. On the inside part of the plate to the right-handed hitting Trout, and he just keeps his hands in and just muscles that bad boy 425. Given the Angels a 4-3 lead and given me a rough night on the betting market. Nonetheless, let's hear what Zach Greinke had to say to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Stuff wasn't real sharp, but team played really good. And so it ended up being a great game. Stuff wasn't super sharp today. It was the biggest issue for me.
Renfro, has given you trouble in the past. I mean, what specifically does he do? Just a strong hitter up there.
Yeah, he has done good off me, mainly on off speed, I think, which was what he hit again today. He started off getting hits every time off me, and then I think I started getting them out pretty good, and then today he got that good hit today.
Talk about the overall feeling of this of the team now that you had this, big offensive outburst, come back to win. This is like the veteran leader of this team. What did you sense in that ninth inning?
We just got to get it all working together. Our offense has been doing pretty good lately, I feel like, besides yesterday, but that was kind of a pretty tough matchup. Pitching has been struggling a little bit the last week or so, and so we just got to get it synced up a little bit better.
You did a pretty good job against Ohtani. How was it?
Made some good pitches, but also he took two or three pitches he could have hit, so got a little lucky today on that.
How hard it is to face, like, after Trout, or even, like, Ohtani Trout or Trout Ohtani?
Yeah, and then, also, Rendon's one of the better hitters I've faced over the last 10 years. And so it's pretty tough. Almost every team's got a tough top of the order, and this team, same thing.
Just pitched a Trout, just left it up there.
Yeah, it was a bad curveball, but that's what I got beat on all day today was my curveball, and we knew it was going to be bad going into the game, and then for some reason I kept throwing it. So didn't work out good.
Terrific. That's the future Hall of Famer, Zach Greinke, who again became the eighth pitcher in team history to make 200 starts. Speaking of team history, congratulations, Salvador Perez. His one-out double in the fourth inning was career double number 242 that passes Willie Wilson for eighth all-time in Royals franchise history. Yeah, in that two-run fourth inning, the Royals go one-out double from Perez, followed by a double from Matt Duffy, followed by a triple from MJ Melendez. Three straight extra base hits. I can't imagine that has happened at all this season, by the Royals. Of course, other teams have, but can't imagine the Royals have done that this season. Matt Duffy, believe it or not, has posted a three-hit game already this season. I believe the second game of the year against Minnesota, first or second game, but nonetheless, this is Matt Duffy's second three-hit game of 2023. All right, let's go to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Rob in Spring Hill, simply put, it just feels so good to win one. It's nice to see this. Nice to see this kind of reaction on the text line, because if you want my honest opinion, what I was really expecting tonight was to talk to myself. Even said so to the terrific Luke Bell, who's doing a terrific job producing this bad boy tonight. said, you know, people don't call the cable company to tell them they're doing a good job. So Saturday night game, West Coast, Royals win. Yes, it was an epic game, but the Royals won, nothing to complain about. I'd expect a pretty dead night on the text line. But now we're getting a lot of positivity, a lot of you, like me, just enjoying it. Ready to get back on the horse tomorrow at 3 o'clock, but just enjoying this until we get to midnight. And you know what? If you guys want, we could stay on longer than midnight. It's just, you know, the old rule. Celebrate or sulk until midnight, and then you turn the page. But shoot, we make our own rules on this show. We can stay on as long as we want. As long as I want. From the 316, Vern, tonight was pure joy. Nights like tonight are why many of us tune in for all 162. What was your favorite part of the game? Well, that's a good question. What was my favorite part of the game? I want to say Aroldis Chapman, but I don't know what it is. I've talked about it before. I just know he's a mercenary. He's only going to be here until the trade deadline, so I just have a tough time getting attached to Aroldis Chapman. I mean, I was cheering him on there in the seventh, but it just never feels like he's our guy. Maybe that's unfair, but if Dozier wouldn't have gotten thrown out, or if MJ would have broke for home and maybe scored there in the ninth, that's a Dozier's opposite field two-run single in the ninth. I mean, it wasn't MJ getting plunked. You know what it was? It was MJ's triple. MJ's triple in the fourth inning. That was my favorite part of the night. Top of the fourth, 1-1 game, or excuse me, 2-1 at that point, because Matt Duffy just played at Salvador Perez with his remember, that's the three straight extra base hits moment of the game. Royals open up the fourth inning. It's a 1-1 game. Salvi doubles with one out. Duffy scores him on the very next pitch with a double of his own. So now the Royals are up 2-1, and MJ Melendez just destroys the first pitch that he sees. Jumps a bad pitch. Bad pitch by Tyler Anderson, but I've seen MJ Melendez miss plenty of bad pitches. Plenty of hitters' pitches. He didn't miss this one. He ripped it to right field for an RBI triple. Ball leaving the bat of MJ Melendez. What did that jump? 103 miles per hour. Travels 366 feet. Yeah, I'd say MJ looking like the MJ you and I were expecting to see. That was my favorite point. That was my favorite moment of the game, because if that continues, now we're getting back to the team that we thought we were going to see. Not a world beater. Maybe not even a wild card contender. Maybe not even a team that sniffs 500. But like I said earlier today on the On Deck show, we all expected this season to be filled with more losses than wins, but we never expected 4-16, worst in Major League Baseball. By the way, worse no longer. The Oakland Athletics, I should probably double check that, but I am fairly certain the Oakland Athletics lost tonight, so now the Royals are certainly clear of having, yeah, they did. They lost by 15 runs. Good Lord, 18-3? My God, Oakland. But yeah, no, that 4-16 record was staggering. I was just shocked. Nobody saw that coming. We all knew losses were coming, not this many, this quickly. You thought the losses would be numerous, but there would be more bright spots along the way, from MJ and Vinny, from Bobby and Brady and Bubich and Lynch and Waters. So many of those guys are hurt or underperforming that we just haven't had the type of start to the season that many of us were expecting, even those of us that were expecting a disappointing season. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Man, Oakland might set some sort of a record as far as run differential is concerned. I know they were already pacing early on as one of the worst teams in a century. But to lose now by 15 runs, it's, and this is historical what they're doing. 913-586-7610. A few more from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Joey in Grain Valley's just letting out a sigh of relief. I feel you, man. Raj in the Ozark says, way to put up a fight, boys. Now that was a great baseball game to listen to. Congratulations, Kansas City. Great job. There you go, Raj. Even Raj getting caught up in the emotions of a win. From the 913, Vern, all the positivity tonight. Those boys have some fight in them. Oh, this is terrific. Oh, you guys are going to have me staying up until like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was up till 2 last night just sulking, so I think I might be celebrating tonight until a good 3:30. Dan and KCK is having a good time, enjoying MJ Melendez, driving in a pair of runs tonight, no doubt. And like Big T said, that Duffy Melendez Dozier, 5-6-7 in the lineup tonight, they combined to go 8-for-13, scoring 4 runs and driving in 6. Wow. Back to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Vern, you described the emotions of this game perfectly. I went through those emotions every time LA tied it or went ahead. It definitely was not comfortable, given given their previous inability to hit with runners in scoring position. Yeah, no doubt. It was so reminiscent of the 2014 wildcard game against Oakland, and just as thrilling in the end. Vern, I was a bit worried when Barlow came in, given his last two outings. It wasn't until he struck out Mike Trout that I started believing that we could actually win. With all the bad pitching, it was a terrific game, and it looks like we got the Aroldis Chapman of old back. Yeah, thank you for the text message. Wow, yeah, reminiscent of the 2014 wildcard game. Yeah, the ups and downs and the amount of times I was resigned to the fact that, well, it ain't happening tonight. Trout hits that home run in the fifth. Royals are down 4-3. Oh, boy. But they battle back. Carlos Hernandez finishes off the sixth inning, but then apparently he didn't because he balked, and then he gave up the lead, and the Royals are tied at 6. Oh, boy, not feeling good. Jose Quas allows a home run in the eighth inning. That's when I went, okay, pack it up. Royals only got 3 outs left, and it's, you know, Nicky Lopez and Kyle Isbell hitting, starting off the next inning. This thing's over. But no, Nicky's hit by the pitch. Isbell rips an RBI triple and then scores on Ollie's single. And then a walk to Salvi, a walk to Matt Duffy. Loads the bases with 2 outs, and MJ Melendez wears one to drive in the game-winning run. How about it? Here's what manager Matt Cotrero had to say on Bally Sports Kansas City afterward.
The resilience, you know, the guys have been down. It's hard to quantify like how somebody feels up there at the plate, but to have pretty good at-bats throughout the night and then really put up the big inning late when, you know, they have their closer in there and somebody that had an effective inning last night against us and see some really good at-bats was really encouraging.
11-8, the final score. Kelly from Smithville writing in, simply put, Vern, fun game. Boy, did we need this one. No question about it. And yes, Vinny Pasquantino did extend his nice little streak. He's now reached base safely in 16 straight games and in 17 consecutive starts. He went 0-for-4, but did score a run thanks to getting hit by a pitch leading off the sixth inning. Royals win 11-8, and it all sets up a rubber match tomorrow afternoon. 3:07 for the first pitches. Jordan Lyles takes the hill for the good guys, and he goes opposite the young lefty for the Angels. Reed Detmers. So right-handed Lyles, lefty Detmers on the hill. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock with your chance to win tickets to see Lorenzo Cain return home to retire a Royal. If you want to win those tickets, be listening tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll play the pitch clock around 2:15 and you can have two seats to the game. Thanks again to Luke Bell. Outstanding job back at the studio. Thanks to all of you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I'll talk to you at 2 o'clock. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Coming not this many, this quickly. You thought the losses would be numerous, but there would be more bright spots along the way from MJ and Vinny, from Bobby and Brady and Bubich and Lynch and Waters. So many of those guys are hurt or underperforming that we just haven't had the type of start to the season that many of us were expecting, even those of us that were expecting a disappointing season. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Man, Oakland might set some sort of a record as far as run differential is concerned. I know they were already pacing early on as one of the worst teams in a century. But to lose now by 15 runs, it's, man, this is historical what they're doing. 913-586-7610. A few more from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Joey in Grain Valley's just letting out a sigh of relief. I feel you, man. Raj in the Ozark says, way to put up a fight, boys. Now that was a great baseball game to listen to. Congratulations, Kansas City. Great job. There you go, Raj. Even Raj getting caught up in the emotions of a win. From the 913, Vern, all the positivity tonight. Those boys have some fight in them. Oh, this is terrific. Oh, you guys are going to have me staying up until like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was up till 2 last night just sulking, so I think I might be celebrating tonight until a good 3:30. Dan and KCK is having a good time, enjoying MJ Melendez, driving in a pair of runs tonight, no doubt. And like Big T said, that Duffy Melendez Dozier, 5-6-7 in the lineup tonight, they combined to go 8-for-13, scoring 4 runs and driving in 6. Wow. Back to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Vern, you described the emotions of this game perfectly. I went through those emotions every time LA tied it or went ahead. It definitely was not comfortable, given given their previous inability to hit with runners in scoring position. Yeah, no doubt. It was so reminiscent of the 2014 wildcard game against Oakland, and just as thrilling in the end. Vern, I was a bit worried when Barlow came in, given his last two outings. It wasn't until he struck out Mike Trout that I started believing that we could actually win. With all the bad pitching, it was a terrific game, and it looks like we got the Aroldis Chapman of old back. Yeah, thank you for the text message. Wow, yeah, reminiscent of the 2014 wildcard game. Yeah, the ups and downs and the amount of times I was resigned to the fact that, well, it ain't happening tonight. Trout hits that home run in the fifth. Royals are down 4-3. Oh, boy. But they battle back. Carlos Hernandez finishes off the sixth inning, but then apparently he didn't because he balked, and then he gave up the lead, and the Royals are tied at 6. Oh, boy, not feeling good. Jose Cuas allows a home run in the eighth inning. That's when I went, okay, pack it up. Royals only got 3 outs left, and it's, you know, Nicky Lopez and Kyle Isbell hitting, starting off the next inning. This thing's over. But no, Nicky's hit by the pitch. Isbell rips an RBI triple and then scores on Ollie's single. And then a walk to Salvi, a walk to Matt Duffy. Loads the bases with 2 outs, and MJ Melendez wears one to drive in the game-winning run. How about it? Here's what manager Matt Cotrero had to say on Bally Sports Kansas City afterward.
The resilience, you know, the guys have been down. It's hard to quantify like how somebody feels up there at the plate, but to have pretty good at-bats throughout the night and then really put up the big inning late when, you know, they have their closer in there and somebody that had an effective inning last night against us and see some really good at-bats was really encouraging.
11-8, the final score. Kelly from Smithville writing in, simply put, Vern, fun game. Boy, did we need this one. No question about it. And yes, Vinny Pasquantino did extend his nice little streak. He's now reached base safely in 16 straight games and in 17 consecutive starts. He went 0-for-4, but did score a run thanks to getting hit by a pitch leading off the sixth inning. Royals win 11-8, and it all sets up a rubber match tomorrow afternoon. 3:07 for the first pitches. Jordan Lyles takes the hill for the good guys, and he goes opposite the young lefty for the Angels, Reed Detmers. So right-handed Lyles, lefty Detmers on the hill. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock with your chance to win tickets to see Lorenzo Cain return home to retire a Royal. If you want to win those tickets, be listening tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll play the pitch clock around 2:15, and you can have two seats to the game. Thanks again to Luke Bell. Outstanding job back at the studio. Thanks to all of you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I'll talk to you at 2 o'clock. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.